sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Hey, do you want a fact? Do you want a fact about Mike Havoc and the Bee Gees?
Can you get your hands off your knees?
Mike Havoc loves the Bee Gees, guys.
Everybody loves the
totally
Bee Gees.
Everyone loves them.
Oh, it turns out Mike Havoc's just a normal human. Oh, yeah. Sweet. Hey, what's going on, Rita?
Hi, how are you?
What's on the agenda this week?
We're going to talk about a topic dear to John's heart. He's been wanting to cover this one for a while.
Okay.
Deforestation.
Righto. I was actually telling John earlier when he mentioned this, that a few years back now, I nearly invested in forestry.
Oh.
But on the one hand, I'd have a bit of money now, probably. On the other hand, it would probably be bad money, eh?
Well, not at all.
It's good.
Yeah. In fact,
damn it. So I just got no money. Cool.
In fact,
no, that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a really safe investment, but we'll talk about that in a little bit.
But didn't they have to deforest to put the trees in there?
Yeah, but yes, you do. Yeah,
so,
but it's
what?
No, because it's in New Zealand, it's sustainable forestry. So if they cut some down, they'll replace them with the next lot of trees.
Is it better? Obviously, deforestation is better if you're growing another forest of something, apart from palm oil.
Yeah, totally.
Rather than turning it into farmland.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, John.
100%.
Johnson agrees.
And also, there's an argument which I'll talk about.
You go back to the beginning.
Yep. Cool, we'll go back to the beginning. So we all know it's an issue.
Yes.
John, you've got some fourth form studies behind
there's
you on
some
this.
Some epic stats out
there.
Yeah,
social studies, geography, it's been in my life a long time now, deforestation.
I think our parents scared the shit out of us when we were young. Our teachers did. I remember being young, being like, the world is ending.
But then how come people now that we're all grown up, how come our peers are still cutting down the forests?
I don't know.
What's up with that?
We're not ruling the world yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
We need another 20 years. Might be too late. But anyway, so just some basics to understand that it is still an issue. Within 100 years, but more likely our lifetime, we will lose all of the rainforests. And that's a big deal. We've already lost 50% of the tropical forests.
What about, so we'll just have that little sort of forest that's next to the smoking room at the Singapore airport?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, great. That butterfly
it's
garden.
Its butt off
it's
that
lovely.
Forest.
Yeah, so that's messed up, actually.
It is a problem because 20% of our oxygen comes from the Amazon, so even more comes from, the other tropical rainforests.
Right. And what are we going to do then?
Species loss is also a problem because if you think about it, all the yummy stuff comes from the tropical forest.
It's true.
And there's probably more yummy stuff in there we haven't found.
Tropical flavoured fruit things.
Now,
chocolate fruit.
Wikipedia seems to say.
Damn it, John, you need to relax on Wikipedia, mate.
More than half of all plant and land animal species in the world live in tropical forests.
Yeah.
And you're saying that the tropical forests are going to be all gone within 100 years.
Yeah. Fuck,
so not just the orangutans.
No. It's not pretty.
That's crazy, eh? Is that just if we carry on?
We must save
a little bit, even for like let's go to the rainforest type zoo and you just walk around like a small amount of rainforest? Or do you need a big area for it to be a rainforest?
Yeah, well, one of the big problems with deforestation is fragmentation. So we leave little pockets like that.
And it's no longer rainforest, it's just a little bit of forest.
Yeah. I think, 70% of the world's forested areas are less than 1K from an edge.
Sure.
And if you understand how it works, like if you go deep into a forest, like a few kilometers into the forest, even in a hot climate, it's quite cool in the day, and then it's kind of warmish at night. So there's this like thermo regulation that goes on,
almost like nature knows what it's doing,
sort of
like it's practiced it for quite a long time.
So having those little pockets that have like lots of edge and not a lot of middle isn't very helpful.
You need a bit of girth in order for it to rain.
Yeah,
forest.
Yep. With forest size does really matter.
Okay.
Now,
fair enough.
Is this simply just a question of there's just too many people on Earth? Because 50% of all deforestation is due to subsistence farming, right? So it's people that are just scraping by, just too many people?
Yes and no. The answer to a lot of this is that there's too many people, but there's also too many people using resources in a way that is unsustainable. So timber and paper is particularly bad. So it's the fourth, when we cut down rainforests, it's the fourth largest, timber and paper are the fourth largest contributors to greenhouse gas.
Mm.
And 50% of the timber and 70% of the paper is used in the Western world. So what we're saying is there's a big problem with those two things.
But there's so many iPads.
I know, right? We should be using less paper. So I don't understand paper, to be honest. And recycle, surely it's recyclable. And I know that uses water and energy, so there's some issues there. And timber's a difficult one because we've got to have houses, right? So, and we, you know, we seem to use timber.
I'm actually more of a fan of sort of getting a little bit hobbity and carving a little space in the side of a mountain.
Houses do look good.
I enjoy doing that. Or maybe make it out of tyres and little bits of bottles.
Oh God, I wonder if you could live in tyres. I need to look
at it. You can. 100%. I've watched people do it.
Yeah.
Yes,
well, and rubber is a natural.
Right. Good for racetracks. Mm.
So, yeah, we definitely need to find some better solutions to our building problems. And like you mentioned, the subsistence living, a lot of sub-Saharans, they use burning wood to fuel their food, like their ovens, and that's a pretty simple fix, really. We just need to convert them to something that's a little bit more.
I just feel bad for some of these more developing countries that basically have just getting onto using their resources that are there, but they can't use any of it because the us big main players in the world have gone, and I've already done that, and you can't because it's messed up what we did, but 100%. We're sort of still doing it as well, but you can't do it. You can't start doing it, and good luck getting ahead.
It's totally a problem, and that's why I always try and look at what we're doing, because we're a bigger problem. Because there's so many more of us living such a richer lifestyle.
We're not being as righteous as we could be at all.
And this is where I drop a bombshell on you guys and say that I'm going to...
John is getting sadder and sadder.
There's two other big parts to this deforestation picture. One of them I'm going to talk about now, and the other one I'm going to look at next week, because it's actually a really big problem.
Okay.
And so the second problem that we'll talk about next week is agriculture. So the shift from forestry to arable land. And then the third we'll look at next week, because it's quite big and kind of controversial. And then the third one is economics. So short of a revolution, all of these problems need to be... Which, by the way, I'm really for.
I'm anyone keen wants on a revolution. Start a revolution.
Yeah, cool.
As long as my car doesn't get fucked up.
It's going to get fucked up.
It will. Whatever. I'm still keen on a revolution.
It's a small price to pay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that expensive, that car. Anyway, it'll be fine. Whoa. And you'll have your forestry,
you
right?
Stop now. Just stay in your lane, actually.
Okay, sorry. but yeah, short of a revolution, we do have to find a way of accounting for the actual contribution forests make to our economy. So at the moment, everyone's having a whinge and a cry about having to pay a carbon tax, and that's actually the least. Or like forests do so much more. They, you know, they stop erosion, they storm mitigation, you know, water filtration,
But they let all the stuff out when you cut them down, isn't that true?
They don't let it all out, but they do leave a lot out. So
can we take phone calls?
Oh, it's a bit scary. What if it's...
You've got headphones on, so that kind of says to me, hello, BFM, you're with Sustainable.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, mate, good.
Hey, you don't have to be an ecologist. It's simple math. There are diversity and deficits. You keep taking away more than you replace in a lifetime, that's the bottom line. It's a deficit is a deficit.
100%.
Like water,
you can't.
Water and forests, doesn't matter. You take away diversity, it's a deficit.
The numbers don't lie, do they, caller?
No, very simple math.
Thanks,
very
mate.
Simple. And we don't seem to give a toss. Imagine if we were told we were running out of oxygen in 20 years' time, not water.
No, we're basically putting this all on a credit card and making our children pay it off.
And we're paying off our parents' one.
Yes,
too.
Yeah.
Revolution it is.
We're all leaning towards revolution. Whoa.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Am I going to get arrested after this?
Thanks for that, Courtland.
Yeah, cool. So there is a little thing you can do now, other than keeping an eye on the carbon tax and not whinging about it. There is a thing. Check out taxworkinggroup.gov.nz tonight at midnight it closes. They're asking for our feedback and say that you're happy to pay a carbon tax. It's the least that we can do, because then when we're looking at forests, we can decide whether they're actually worth cutting down or whether, because at the moment all we look at is, oh, they can bring in revenue from timber. We don't look at, oh, the positives
cash
that they give to us.
Cash is still king. We're not quite righteous enough, are we?
We need to give them their own value.
Are there any areas of forest which we still log, which are, you know, like native?
They do little bits and pieces. So there is a sustainable native logging where they go in and take out like one tree here and there. And then also in 2014, the government allowed a one-off to take out a whole lot of, I think they were rimu that got bowled in a storm. And that was quite controversial, because it's actually better to sort of leave them to do their thing. But when it comes to forestry in New Zealand, we haven't been planting enough like pine forests to replace. We've been in deforestation for our commercial commercial forestry. And one of the reasons for that is because of the carbon price dropped really low. And it made more sense for these guys to go and farm, put dairy farming on marginal land than to plant. And now, it's about break even at about $15 per tonne for carbon, and it's now sitting at 20. So all of a sudden, there's you know, once you start hitting $20 and above, you're looking at keeping the trees in there forever. There's no reason to cut them down, because all of a sudden you're making more money from the yearly carbon that they're sequestering. Okay. And that's why I would say, if you've got some a little bit of money and you want to invest in something, man, trees are the way to go, because that carbon price is only going to go up as it becomes more important and we're cutting down trees.
True that.
Yeah. Where can I, as a member of the public, look into investing in forestry?
I actually couldn't really answer that. I'm really sorry. But I can say that there's a company called ecos.org is worth checking out. They're a New Zealand company that you can offset your carbon emissions in a good way, as opposed to just buying them from a dodgy country. They're actually investing in forestry in New Zealand, and it's indigenous forestry. So it's not pine. It's actually, you know, good New Zealand forestry. They're replanting marginal land and offsetting your flights that you take, right, or your lifestyle that you have. And I mean, I know, you know, that's not that, you know, it makes you feel a little bit better, you know, in the meantime, while we wait for the revolution.
Can we maybe just move into the forest and live like a Swedish style lifestyle of maybe like a more of an Ewok style buzz?
Yeah, man. That we might have to do that.
What,
post,
John? You don't want to talk about the Swedish houses?
I would love to visit the Swedish Ewok village that you've imagined.
Cute, okay, little blonde Ewoks.
Post revolution, let's go.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, thanks, Rita.
No worries.
It's always a pleasure.
Brace
watching John get more and more bummed
next
out.
Week, next week, next week. Next week, just
agricultural.
Once more. Agricultural. Yeah.
Just agriculture in general and its impacts.
Okay.
Cool.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM.